Now, staying with the 90th anniversary celebrations, according to tradition, on the 28th of October, the Czech president always addresses the country before bestowing state honours for outstanding individual service. Jan Wellinger has more on the president's speech and Tuesday's ceremony at Prague Castle's Vladislav Hall.
Vážení vysocí ústavní činitelé, zástupci diplomatického sboru.
The president's speech and presenting of state honors on October 28th is always a highly anticipated televised event, a chance for the president to address the state of the nation, its direction and history. It has now been 90 years since the founding of independent Czechoslovakia, a date still marked in this country even though the Czech Republic split from Slovakia in 1993. In his speech on Tuesday, President Václav Klaus focused on past sacrifice in that common history of soldiers in World War I preceding the founding of the state. He also discussed the Czech's current place in Europe, saying that reasonable optimism was justified, especially in light of recent events. He touched upon the global financial crisis, saying the country had not been directly affected due to its having retained, for now, its own currency. He also discussed EU membership, Czech sovereignty, the concept of country, as well as solidarity with like-minded nations founded on the same principles of democracy.
Nejsme národ velký, ale ani příliš malý.
In the ceremony that followed, 28 individuals received the state's highest honors. They included several World War II resistance fighters, soldiers currently serving in Afghanistan, plus artists and one very famous footballer. Some of the names and stories. 87-year-old Jiří Zenáhlík awarded the country's highest honor, the Order of the White Lion. In World War II, he escaped to Great Britain and took part in the invasion of Normandy and later the liberation of Czechoslovakia, only to be persecuted by the communists who sent him behind bars. 28-year-old Tomáš Krampla awarded a medal for heroism, a soldier serving in Afghanistan who proved cool under fire and whose actions saved the lives of fellow personnel. 79-year-old Marta Kotová, a Holocaust survivor, given a medal of merit for her work teaching students about the Holocaust and the horrors of Nazism. And 60-year-old Antonín Panenka, a footballer whose name is legend for having taken one of the most audacious penalty kicks in football history. His goal saw Czechoslovakia triumph in penalties over West Germany at the European Championship in Belgrade in 1976. Of course, there were others. Václav Pačes, the head of the Czech Academy of Sciences, or architect Alena Šrámková, also honored. The full list is too long to mention here, but they all share one thing in common: dedication to their country in their respective fields. And October 28th was once again a reminder of the country's history, as well as a chance to recognize the country's most worthy.